Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Community Service Infrastructure Fund Category B program has awarded grants to some local communities. Tuscola County was awarded 3 grants to do various street projects in cities throughout the county. The projects that were selected were chosen because they are paired with planned infrastructure work, were coordinated with other road agencies, focused on extending the usefulness of a road, or they were for municipalities that have had limited funding sources so far. The grant funds can be used for streets, road resurfacing, culvert replacement, repairing crack sealing, as well as other preventative road efforts. And another local and regional news for today. The cost for insurance coverage is going up just like everything else, and the Argyle Township Board of Trustees has learned that the cost of their insurance for the township will be increasing by about 7%. Besides the normal increases, some of the insurance that was increased was because the township purchased a new rescue truck last month. The board approved paying AccuSure's premium of $20,367, and the policy will run from November the 1st through October the 31st of 2026. During the meeting, the board also approved 3 land splits. One split was for John and Carol Seismansky in Section 13 of the township. Approval was given to split 2 acres of land from a 20.08-acre parcel. Also, 2 other land splits were approved for Pam Freeberger. One split in Section 22 was for 2.5 acres, and the other for 30.94 acres. It was also noted that the township was working on an energy ordinance, but that issue has been tabled for now. During the public comment section of the meeting, it was reported that the town siren is not working, and the vacant trailer on the west end of town has open doors and appears to be full of bees. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out on November the 1st as the government shutdown continues to drag on. The cutoff would expand the impact of the impasse to some of the Americans most in need unless a resolution is found in just the next few days. The notice comes after the Trump administration said it will not tap roughly $5 billion in contingency funds to keep the benefits flowing into November. The Trump administration has blamed Democrats who say that they won't agree to reopen the government until Republicans are willing to negotiate with them on expanding expiring health care subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. And in other national and international news, the Federal Aviation Administration says flights departing for Los Angeles International Airport are being held due to a staffing shortage at a Southern California air traffic facility. The FAA issued a temporary ground stop at one of the world's busiest airports on Sunday, soon after U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicted that travelers would see more flights delayed and canceled in the coming days as the nation's air traffic controllers work without pay during the federal government shutdown. The FAA says it expects to lift the ground stop soon, but might continue to restrict traffic into LAX. Staffing shortages also caused disruption Sunday in New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, as well as the Teterboro Airport. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.